This day, the day this podcast is released, will be Father's Day. And I know that there can be a plethora of emotions that come with this day. I was blessed to be raised by both my biological dad and my stepdad, both men of whom I called dad, both walked me down the aisle in my first marriage. My biological dad passed suddenly 1 month before my wedding to Chris. So that, as you can imagine, was a super difficult time, and I still miss him every day. But y'all, sometimes our view of God as our Heavenly Father can be skewed by our past experiences with our earthly father. And today I want to just give you a few reminders of your Heavenly Father's love for you and the truth that He is a good, good Father. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast and video stream. As you know, you can now catch these episodes on YouTube at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk with you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation on faith and business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or you feel God leading you in that direction, then you, my friend, have come to the right place. So as I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, our view of our Heavenly Father can often match or at least be impacted by our experiences with our earthly father. Maybe you had a dad who was distant or unemotional. Maybe you had a dad who worked all the time and missed out on a lot of things. Maybe you had a dad who expected perfection and let you know when you weren't meeting those expectations. Maybe you had a dad who left the family and he was just absent. Maybe you even had a dad who was abusive or hurtful. Maybe you had a dad who was loving but didn't set boundaries. Maybe you were blessed to have a dad who was godly and loving and raised you up with love and discipline from a biblical perspective. In all of these cases, it is so important to remember that just like you and me, these men are human and they had weaknesses and experiences in their own lives that guided their paths to fatherhood. Now, this does not excuse hurtful or harmful behavior. But we just cannot base God's character or love for us on our human example of a dad. Another mistake I think we often make when trying to wrap our minds around God as our father is our connection and the relationship that we have with church. If we had a bad experience at church, or if we were only taught maybe one characteristic of God without the whole picture, like for example, if you were taught about a God of judgment without the love, or maybe a God of love without the discipline, or maybe a sovereign God but without the relationship, then this can also really affect your view of God. If people in the church were hurtful, especially people with influence or authority, right? This can impact your view of God. So how in the world do we navigate through all of these feelings and experiences? Well, if you've been with me for any length of time, the answer is not going to surprise you. Truth starts in the Bible. So I want to give you a few verses to remind you of who God the Father is, and also to remind you of His love for you. We are going to look at four different characteristics of God, and I'm going to give you some verses to back this up, okay? The first characteristic that I want you to think about is that God is a relational God. Okay, so let me give you a few verses. Psalm 139, 16, "You saw me before I was born. Every day was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." Psalm 139, 17, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered." Isaiah 43, 1 through 4, Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, because you are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. Okay, the second characteristic. He is a God of provision and direction. Psalm 37, 23 through 24 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fail, for the Lord holds them by the hand." Psalm 36, 8 and 9, "You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see." I like that one. Psalm 34, 8 through 10. "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, all you godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord lack no good thing." So good. Okay, Matthew 6, we're going to go to Jesus' words. "So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." And then the last verse I want to share with you is Psalm 37, 34. "Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed." Okay, the third characteristic of God is probably the biggest characteristic of God, and that is that he is a God of love. Okay, I'm going to start with Ephesians 3, 16 through 19. "I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." I love that one. Okay, and then Psalm, I'm going to read you one more from here. Psalm 138, verses 7 and 8. "You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever." I'm going to list all of these verses in the show notes because I want you to be able to go back and meditate on them and remember how good God is. Okay, and the fourth characteristic that I want to go over today is that he is your protector. Doesn't mean that no harm will come to us, friends, but we know that he is our protector. So I'm going to start with Deuteronomy 1, 29 through 33. "But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place. But even after all he did, you refuse to trust the Lord your God, who goes before you, looking for the best places to camp, guiding you with a pillar of fire by day, a pillar of cloud by night." He goes, just to recap on that one, okay, I love this verse. We are not to be afraid because the Lord will fight for us. He will go before us. He's looking for the best things for our life. He is our protector. Okay, and then the last verse here, Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6. "Let all that I am wait quietly before God. for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. So the bottom line, friend, as Psalm 56:9 tells us, is this I know, God is on my side and he's on your side too. So no matter what your feelings or emotions towards your earthly father are, rest assured in the fact that you have a heavenly father who is good, who loves you, who guides you and provides for you and protects you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are so, so good. Lord, even when circumstances don't seem good, we know that you are good, and we rest in the fact that you are for us and that you love us and that you are providing for us and that you are protecting us. Lord, I pray for each listener. I pray that if there is hurt in their heart because of experiences with their dad, or maybe they need comfort, maybe they're missing their dad, Lord, I know that you know what each person needs, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would just encourage them, heal them, and comfort them right now. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for going before us. Thank you for fighting for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, friends, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening. Just remember to download, subscribe, and share. Again, if these episodes bless you, I would so appreciate it if you could leave a review. And just as a quick reminder, you can also grab your free 3-day devotional, Faith and Wisdom in Business, at jenkleiber.com/3-day-devotional to make sure that your mind and business are aligned to the Word, because only then will we truly succeed. Blessings, friends.